This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 125 for Tuesday, October 14th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Where if you can ink it, we're going to talk about it, to paraphrase you.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? It's kind of sad nobody else talks.
Nobody talks, yeah. They won't hear for like 45 seconds.
I know. It's good to be home and to have slept. I feel a whole lot more energetic than last week. The great tooth escapade.
The great tooth. Now, we talked about that last week, didn't we?
We did. And Jenny was hoping to not have a reenactment.
Yep.
And our friend John in California was just cracking up by the whole, just yank that bad boy out. So.
Yeah, that's right.
But everything's healing nicely, and I did take my antibiotics like a good girl
because
I was a little concerned about the altitude and just traveling and all of that. So all is well. It's itchy because it's healing, so a little better.
So this last weekend was the Denver Pen Show, or I'm sorry, the Colorado Pen Show in Denver.
That's confusing.
Well, you know,
it's like the Columbus Pen Show's in Dublin.
Well, it's not really the Columbus Pen Show; it's the Ohio Pen Show.
That's true.
But we always call it the Columbus Pen Show because it's in Dublin. That's why we call it Columbus.
Right.
So let's see. We left Thursday night.
We did. We left Thursday night.
Yeah.
Actually, we got on the road. The car was packed in less than an hour, which I think is a new record.
It's a new record, and I was a little concerned.
Yeah, he kept saying, what did we forget?
We could see out the back. Really uneventful trip out, and with a couple of exceptions. Memorable occurrence in Nebraska.
The raccoons?
Were the raccoons first?
The raccoons were first, yes.
Okay, so let's go in chronological order.
we're driving, it's dark.
We mentioned the raccoons from the last trip, Dallas.
Yes.
Did we mention that?
Right, we did, and yes.
Sadly, forced one raccoon to be without his partner.
So we're in the middle of somewhere in Iowa, maybe. I don't think we were in Nebraska yet. And I didn't scream this time, but we were going down a little bit of a dip, and the lights from an oncoming car illuminated these three little running things.
Like it was like a video game. It was like Frogger.
It kind of was. And so there were three of them in a row, and two made it across.
I can hear like the little plinking noises. Blink, 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 blink.
And the third one, the slowest one, gets halfway, realizes, oh crap, that's a big car. And he starts to go back, only there's a car in the lane next to us. So he comes back toward us, but by then we've already passed. That was at 3:58 in the morning, and we kind of jokingly looked at each other and said, well, he made it that way, that far. We're not sure he's going to make it to 4 a.m., but...
Now, he was on the short end of the gene pool on that, I think.
Yeah, it was not because of us. So we definitely were awake and chatting after that.
Preface
this next story. I do need to make it really, really clear that when we drive, and so many of you are so sweet to text us and call us and email and make sure that we're fine and offer. I mean, we could stop in practically every city along the way, except in Iowa. There's not much in Iowa. for a long time, there's not much in Iowa.
It's pretty boring.
Yep. But so many people have offered us a place to sleep, a place to eat, fresh coffee, I mean, whatever. And we don't speed. we travel safe. We don't speed. We don't, if we're tired, we pull over. We don't take any risks. So having said that, I got pulled over for speeding. And of course, I'm driving along, you see the flashing lights, wait for it to pass you, and it doesn't.
Yeah, and I had just started to take
just a gone to sleep.
So I hear this, oh,
crap.
Expletive.
So I pull over, and he pulls with me, so it's definitely for me, rats. And I pull over, and of course, do you know why I pulled you over? And like, no, I really don't. Give him my license and registration. Do we still live in Wisconsin? Well, yes, we do. Where are you folks headed? Well, we're headed to Denver.
Well, he at this point, he told us we were exceeding.
We were speeding.
Speed limit.
Yeah. And there was a bunch of construction, and the speed
margin,
limit
apparently.
kept changing from 60 to 75 to 55 to 65, and like at 1,000 yards apart. So it's constantly going up and down. So I must have just missed a change when a semi was going by.
Yeah, and it was like a 60-mile-an-hour zone, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, okay, sorry, I didn't see it. And just accept that he's going to give me a ticket. There's nothing I can do about it. Not really my fault, but okay. So where are you folks headed? We're going to Denver. What are you going to Denver for? A trade show. Oh, what kind? And we kind of looked at each other and paused, and I said...
Well, first you got to mention that usually we tell people we go to trade shows because to tell them we go to a pen show just blows people's minds. It just doesn't make any sense. So it's trade show, and then you said, what kind, and you said...
I said, fountain pens.
And there was a long pause.
And, he kind of looks in the car, and of course we're pretty packed to the gills, and clearly, and it's neatly packed. It's not, it's not like coming back on Thanksgiving break, from college, and you've got all the big mess and everything. And he just kind of pauses, and you can see him thinking. You can see him. You can watch that process. And then he says...
So that's not something you hear every day. He hands back the license. He says, have a good day.
Have a nice day. Drive safe. The speed limit is, XYZ in this part of Nebraska. Of course, 500 yards down the road, it's different. So yeah. Whatever.
But I was ready, though. I was ready for it. If he showed any interest at all, I had two pen cases at the ready. I had Visconti, Omas. I had a very nice Delta. I had a Mont Blanc and two Sailors and a Skyline all ready to go. We were going to have a mini pen show with the police officer.
Yeah, it was great.
But he
it
didn't.
It was great.
So I was a little disappointed.
But yeah, he just paused. Like, you could see him kind of processing that. Like, okay,
they're not making this crap up.
You can't make that up. That's way too weird for somebody to make up. And do I ask? Do I not ask? He was great. So, Officer W, thank you. Drive safe yourself.
Shout out to Officer W.
There you go. Shout out to the cop who stopped me.
Yeah.
But we got there to Denver and got in at a decent time, which was really a nice change for us. So many shows, we get there the morning of, and we immediately go right into setup mode and work all day, and it's just exhausting. So it was really, really nice to actually be able to check out where the hotel was, see where the ballroom was. We actually could get in that night into the ballroom to set up. We didn't stay at that hotel. I didn't make reservations in time, so it was a nice hotel. I'll not make that mistake next year.
Yeah, it was quite a nice one. It's really difficult to get to if you've never been there before. But
Yeah. But so we went back to our hotel, and we actually took a nap, which was really nice. And then went back and set up, And it was pretty busy with everybody setting up. So Ed, the organizer, Ed Capizzi, huge kudos for making that happen.
Well, actually, we went and we ran into Joel Hamilton and his wife, Diana, and we decided to grab a little something to eat. So we went to the hotel restaurant, and nice restaurant. I mean, you know, you had a salad or something. Here we go, food at 8:12.
I was just gonna say that. Who had 12 minutes after? I don't remember what I had. It was good, but it was still really. I was in a bit of pain. It was hard to eat.
Yeah.
You had something yummy though.
They had mac and cheese with steak. So I had to have it. I don't know. Yummy. The steak was like it'd melt in your mouth. It was not chewy at all. It was really great. And what do we have? Yep. Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest. Yeah, it was on tap. Really good. And good to see Joel and Diana. We haven't seen in a couple of years now. So
I think last time we saw her was in Chicago.
Yeah.
So that was good. So setup was awesome. Ed Capizzi's in the chat. So everybody, give him a little celebration there. But there you go. And we got to meet Ed's wife Leslie, who I found out we have an awful lot in common. So Ed, I'm sorry. Those of us who are like that are difficult to live with. But no, Leslie was awesome, and we hit it off. But I was surprised. Maybe you weren't, Brian, but I was surprised at how many people were there setting up the night before.
Yeah, considering a lot of people only had like one table or two tables at max, you know. But it was sufficiently busy, and you know, not too. It was nice to have other people there setting up, so you didn't have to rush, but you know, you could chat with people as they come in, and it was kind of nice, a nice little social atmosphere, we got set up in, I don't know, a couple hours, 2-3 hours.
Yeah, it was. It was nice.
Yeah, we pretty much. The only thing we didn't set up was like the sailor pens and one other thing. I can't remember what it was, but
yeah,
we had everything ready to go, and which was super nice. We went back to the hotel, got a good night's sleep, and got up the next morning. And of course, Ed's got coffee and donuts ready to go right there.
And you know, I have to give again more props to Ed because. In, was it Philly, I think, Janet Wright made arrangements with Joan Nemechek to bring us coffee, and that was cool. But for the whole show, Ed just would, like, periodically bring us each a fresh cup of coffee.
Yeah, that was
with
awesome.
My cream and sweet and low the way I like it, and Brian's black the way he likes it, and I mean, that's huge. Major service. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was very good. I forgot to tip the waiter, but...
So Saturday, it was really, really nice to have everything pretty much ready to go. We took off the tablecloth, set up the sailors and whatever else it was that wasn't set up, some of the boxed stuff. And it was not stressful. It was not tense. It was not...
Super, super low-key. It was really...
And it was easy for the customers. So many times, you know, we're still trying to set up when the public comes in. Because ours, unfortunately, takes such a long time, no matter how we try to streamline it. So it was really just very relaxing to walk in, and we even had time to shop other tables, which is never a good thing.
Well, you know, and the thing is with the smaller show, I don't necessarily anticipate much in the way of buying. I don't want to say I'm picky, but sometimes it's hard to find things that... At a smaller show, your odds are just smaller that you're going to find something that interests you, and it was not the case. We both, you know, bought some really interesting things for our collection and some really cool stuff, and
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good show, an interesting mix of people. And there were vendors who we've known for years, Sam and Frank of Pandemonium, Andy Lambro, Joel Hamilton. It was awesome to be next to Ryan Krusak again. He's such a trip.
Yeah, I love Ryan. He's great.
And Tim Pearson was right in front of us.
Tim is awesome. If you guys don't know Tim, he has more pens at the show than anybody else. Seriously, yeah. Like per square inch, they're just...
You think we go up with our grid. He's got trays and trays,
trays.
It's crazy. Tim was right in front of us.
Which was nice, because then, like, if there's a lull, I kind of scoot over there and I go check some stuff out. But
and he's so cool. He's always in like a Hawaiian shirt, and he's in we'll get there, Wayne. Sandals. His big dream is to just sell off all his pens and go sailing around the world.
Yeah.
He's always, like every other show, he asks us if we want to buy his whole collection.
Well, the more we hold out, the cheaper it gets, because he keeps selling stuff. So
I'd like it to get under six figures.
Yes, well, I know, me too, right? Should we show some of the cool things we got?
We should. We forgot some of them, and there's one really cool thing that we did pick up from Tim. It's a 60s?
65-ish.
Ooh, my...
Your birth year.
A vanishing point, an aqua colored vanishing point, rounded but narrower. We'll put it up on the blog, but it was very cool. And I also have a mini collection of hard to find Preras, and I managed to trade for this beautiful baby.
It matches your sweater.
It's a dark royal blue. Pilot Prera, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. Customer came in and had some pens, and he wanted to just do some trading. And
what kind of nib is on that bad boy?
It's a medium.
Oh, well, blue and medium, that sounds like a combination.
That's mine.
It's looking right here.
No. So that was nice. So I have this and the Aqua Vanishing Point. And I was super excited. Actually, we got the black one as well, and we'll be selling the black one.
Yeah, the black one. So, my first purchase of the weekend, and I kind of hemmed and hawed over it for a little bit, but I decided, for $15, I'm not going to quibble. It was a very, very early night. This also is 1960s, mid 60s Mont Blanc bottle. The box is really cool on the top. You lift the top up. It has the different size of nibs from extra fine all the way to oblique triple broad. And then here's the bottle is really cool. It's plastic. The top has got the Mont Blanc snow cap. But then it's this really interesting triangular shaped bottle.
It's cool.
It's really weird. So I just had to have it. So I picked that up. And then I didn't really do much else the rest of the day. Then on Sunday morning, our friend Jack was there, and some of you remember that 2 weekends ago in Denver.
Dallas,
sorry. The other D.
Well, there are 3D shows in a row.
Four, actually. DC.
Yeah, DC.
Denver, Detroit.
Yeah, oh my God.
Some of you may remember I got this Esterbrook pipe, cigarette holder, whatever you want to call it. Well, as luck would have it, I picked up this little gem. And if some of you haven't already seen this on Facebook or on Instagram, there's a little steel tube, and it's got a ring top on one end, and then the other end is kind of flat, and you pull it out.
It was cool. He was very excited.
And it's a tool, and it's marked on this piece right here. Esterbrook.
You've got giddy like a schoolboy.
Yeah, you've got a tool to scoop out your tobacco. You got a cleaner. I don't know what this one is, and then the end here to tap it down in the pipe. So this is actually a pipe cleaner made by Esterbrook. So now I have a pipe and a pipe cleaner tool.
Now, I don't recall if you mentioned it, but did you know that there was a pipe? Because I didn't know there was an Esterbrook pipe.
Yeah, I knew there was a pipe.
Okay.
There's also one other really, really weird thing that Esterbrook made that I probably never will find. But they also made a mascara tube.
Oh, nice.
So any of you out there have an old 1960s mascara tube that's marked Esterbrook, let me know. But
let me know, yeah.
I'm guessing nobody
Thanks,
does.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate your comment there.
So anyway, so that was really cool. Imagine the odds. I mean, after 16 years of collecting, I get a pipe 1 week, and 2 weeks later I get a pipe tool the next. So I suspect there are other pipes, other different kinds of pipes, because this actually... the tamper here, this doesn't fit in the pipe, so there's probably another pipe too. But anyway, so I got that. We did a little horse trading for. Speaking of Mont Blanc, a very nice Mont Blanc 254 with an oblique double broad nib. Really a cool pen. And we got that, and then I also picked up. I couldn't make a decision, and so I just bought them both.
Which is a typical Brian decision. Well, I can't decide. I'm going to take them both.
The price was right, okay? So
it was.
Sterling silver, the first example is a sterling silver.
Hold it still.
Overlay, hand engraved.
It's beautiful. In person, once it's polished up a little bit, it's just absolutely gorgeous.
It's a lever filler. And what's interesting about this pen, it has a Conway Stewart nib, which doesn't mean anything with vintage pens, but it's fully Hallmark cap and barrel, 1929 London Hallmarks for J.P. Company Limited, which stands for Jewel Pen Company Limited. There is some relation to Conway Stewart, so which I haven't completely figured out yet. But it's hand engraved. It's just a wonderful pattern. Yes, it does have a nib. My nib. A very, very beautiful pen in excellent condition. So I got that one.
Yeah, and he was sitting, super excited.
Yeah, and sitting two pens over was this glorious piece of artwork. Sterling silver filigree overlay eyedropper. Really nice and interesting pattern.
Didn't you get that one first?
No, I got them at the same time.
Okay.
It's marked Sterling, and then there is another Hallmark on the barrel. Yes, it does have a nib. But I can't.
That's pretty impressive.
I can't quite make out the second Hallmark. It comes with a Waterman nib. It's not a Waterman though, but it's a really, really nice Sterling piece. So. It took home two sterling overlays to add to the collection. So I'm pleased with that. And the price was super right. So
I brought home two Blue Pilots, and you brought home some tire pens with nibs. I think it was a good show.
That's right. You had two Blue Pilots, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bring those in and show them next week.
Yeah. We'll put them up on the blog. Lunch at the show was amazing. That was killer. The boxed lunches that you get in some of the hotels. It was a sandwich, it was chips, a drink, a piece of fruit. Really, really nice. And although Brian's mad at me.
Yep.
You had your option of different sandwiches, and the turkey sandwich had avocado, and I love avocado. And so I was excited that, you know, I was getting the turkey sandwich both days. And the Dagwood sandwich that Brian had ham and turkey and salami and a couple other things and seemed to be that that would be awesome for him. Well, it turns out mine had bacon.
What she's neglecting to tell you is she didn't tell me it had bacon.
So it wasn't until the last day and he saw me eating a piece and he's like, where did you get that from? My sandwich.
Yeah. So, no, sandwiches are great. I mean, they were
nice feature.
Yeah, not some chintzy little sandwich that I'd be like, oh, well, that's good for a snack. I mean, it was a good meal and chips and cookie and all that stuff. So, yeah, plus 10 points. That was awesome. Yeah. What else? Michael Saul was there.
Michael Saul, we love him. He's so sweet. I think you guys may remember that I mentioned in Dallas, in the auction, I was super excited to win this piece that Michael Saul had written in his hotel room in Spencerian script, this beautiful kind of ode to pen collecting. And he did the same thing. I'm guessing that he wrote this little poem first, and he kept that. And so for Denver, he brought one that actually, I think it was matted. I think it had a mat around it. Mine was black. This one was kind of ivory, and he had the flourishes. He had a pen on the side and kind of a flourish and a bird. It was absolutely gorgeous. And so that's, Ed's keeping that for, you know, a display or something for the show. It's absolutely beautiful.
I don't remember seeing that.
He gave it to Ed. It was in a box.
Okay.
But, he's so sweet. And he was excited that so many people wanted their names written in Spencerian script by him. And he gave a class on a seminar on Sunday, and there was a church service going on next door in the ballroom next to his classroom, and they actually had to move him because the church was so loud and he's so soft-spoken.
They
moved him to the bar.
Yeah, they moved him to the bar. So, matted in gold leaf, he says. So.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. So...
All right, what else?
Susan Worth gave a seminar. There was a seminar on Zentangle. Some cool stuff. I just wish we could go and sit in. I would love to sit in on one of Michael's seminars.
Yeah, it would be nice. So we did pick up a really interesting new Michael Saul. I don't want to call it a book, but it's a reprint of...
Mm-hmm.
Some Spencerian, including, and you open it up, and I didn't even notice it at first. It's so ornate. Sometimes you miss the detail, but there's an Esterbrook pen ad, and it's highly ornate. And so we picked that up, and he's got some videos that I don't think I've seen before, but always good cool. Stuff from Michael Saul. And he's selling his little pen holders and.
Those are really amazing. I think we'll probably be next to him again in Columbus, which is awesome.
You know, the one thing, that would be awesome. The one thing I'm kind of bummed about is I missed out on the opportunity to get myself a King of Pen.
Oh, yeah. There were a number of people who came to the show with things to trade or to sell. And some shows you get more of that than others. For a first, as Ed puts it, the first annual, it was interesting. There was good traffic.
Yes.
You know, everything else was awesome. But that morning, Saturday morning, there's always a question of, will there be feet through the door? You know, the tables were all set up. The early night before set up. The food... you know, everybody had everything they needed. That was all perfect, you know, right out of the gate. But until people start coming in, that's the only unknown factor. And there were feet through the door. It was a well-attended show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And But it was interesting because for many of the other longer-running Penn shows, people know what to expect, and I think here, people didn't really know, some of them weren't quite sure if you could buy pens or if you could sell, you know, trade or sell, or if it was just to look at, and so it was interesting to have questions we don't normally hear.
And as luck would have it, Michael Saul had this Sailor King of Pen that he just wasn't comfortable with. It was too large for him. And he was looking to get rid of it, and it ended up changing hands before I could lay claim to it. But
yeah, how did that work?
Well, see, the thing was is he had offered it to somebody else, or he offered it up, so it wouldn't have been polite to say, well, listen, I'll take it. So, and as it turned out, the person before me decided, you know, but it is what it is. So it was a nice looking pen, huge ebonite, 21 karat nib, real pretty. I'm
trying to think who else was there. Noteworthy. Dan Ruppert was there, he and his wife Cindy, so yep. It was always good to see them, their trip. It was a good show. It was well attended Sunday, as most Sundays do, started a little slow, but it definitely was better attended by interested people, customers, better attended than some other shows on a Sunday, mm-hmm. especially early on. There are some shows where you just kind of sit and shop each other's tables until like 2 o'clock because nobody, you know, you get one or two people through the door. And so it was really nice to have Sunday be pretty busy.
Yeah. It was nice. So good job, Ed, and yep. And the rest of the Penn Posse. Definitely on the schedule for next year, provided it's not overlapping with any other show. So,
yeah, it was good. We will be there next week. Next week.
Next
year.
Jeez. Wow.
Next year.
No, not going back. Oh. Not that soon. I'm looking forward to the 500 mile drive, not the 1,000 mile drive. So, but. So that's Denver. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that was outstanding, anything that we missed other than the King of Pen that I should have bought.
No.
There were some good pens there. Really, really interesting.
There were some interesting things, yeah.
So there was one gentleman had a table, and he had a Waterman 58. I think he had a 20. He had a Parker, the huge Parker jackknife. A Conklin Crescent taper cap, some really interesting stuff. So, I mean, there was, even at a small show, there was some real high-end early vintage stuff. So it was really, really good to see. So
it was a good show. And this week, we leave again on Thursday. Poor Dave. I know he loves working with pens, but, you know, we left him last weekend with pretty much nothing to sell. And darn if we didn't keep getting notices that he's selling all this crazy stuff.
Everything else left in the store, practically.
It was crazy. So. It was awesome. So we got back Monday after dinner time, and we will be leaving Thursday to go to Detroit, which is a nice little. It's a nice little show. It's cozy.
Yeah.
And it's easy. You know, it's a 500-mile drive. It's a Friday, what is it, Friday noon to 8?
Yeah, Friday noon to 8, Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday, you know, 10 to 6 or something. And so for us, we can leave by 8 or 9, probably like 8-ish, and we can be home and sleeping in our own bed Sunday morning, which is heaven.
Yeah.
And then, but Detroit's a good show. It's well attended. There are a couple clubs in Canada who carpool.
They carpool.
They carpool safely. Yes, yes.
No buses are involved.
No buses are rented at all. I do think we are going to see our good friend Doug.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Yeah. Now, we have a good, I have a very dear friend from Canada, and when he met Brian for the first time after we got engaged, I'll never forget the look on Brian's face. I saw Doug, I hadn't seen him in years, he did my usual, you know, scream, run around the table and hug him, and he extends his hand out to Brian and says his name, "Hi, I'm Doug, I don't like you."
You know,
Brian's
so
shaking his hand.
I'm shaking his hand and thinking, crud. Now what am I supposed to say?
What does that mean? Yeah. No, sweetheart of a guy. And so we see him once in a while at shows, usually Columbus.
Well, he had some heart problems last year, or some health problems, last year, so we didn't see him much, but... yeah, would be nice to see him. It's always a pretty low key show until the Canadians get there.
They came to Chicago, right, for the wedding?
They came to Chicago for the wedding, yeah. Yep. Usually can be found in Columbus.
Yep. So he and John are going to go to Detroit, John Parnell. So it'll be good. But yeah, it's funny when the carpools of from the Canadian club come in, It's fairly low key and pretty quiet show. You get 3, 4, 5 people, and then all of a sudden there's just this huge influx of like 10, 12 people, and like, well, the Canadians are here. They must open the doors or something, and it's a good time.
Yep, and my good friend Jerry Adair is going to be there, so he's sure to give me grief about something, and have probably 15 awesome pens on his table that I have to have.
Yep.
Which is usually the case. And last year, what was it last year that
you bought the
accidentally lathe? Bought a pen from him for me for our anniversary that was not intended to be that pen?
I don't remember that.
I was lusting after this Grishaber on somebody else's table.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And Jerry Adair had a Grishaber on his table that was really neat. So you went to somebody else and said, "Listen, Jerry's got a Grishaber. Or do you have a Grishaber?" I forget who you went to.
I don't know.
I don't know if it was Jonathan Velli or whatever. And then he said, no, but Jerry's got a Grishaber. And so you ended up buying it from Jerry. And you bring it back, and I'm like, oh.
It's not the one I wanted.
That's awesome, but that's not the one I wanted. So, yeah. I ended up actually trading the next day for that pen. But anyway.
Now, let's see. We usually have dinner with Brian and Andrea Gray and their son Andrew of Edison Pen. That's kind of our thing. They live close enough to make that a manageable show for them. And so usually we do the California Pizza Kitchen.
Yep.
That's our yearly ritual with them.
I wish we could get there a little earlier. I'd love to get over to see the Mont Blanc Boutique, because I think there's one in that mall, isn't there?
There is. There is.
Or is there a Paradise pen or something in there too?
There might be.
Yeah. I think there's a Paradise pen, but I'd like to go see the Mont Blanc Boutique.
There is a Paradise pen because we all went into it.
We did, yeah.
Last year. So this year we can just leave a little note for Jim. So Detroit is a nice small show, and quite honestly, it's nice to have a low-key show near the end of the show season.
Yep.
Because especially Dallas was crazy busy. This was a really good show in Denver. It's also two really long drives in a row, so I'm looking forward to a 7.5-hour drive. And I think we should put a poll on the blog.
Put a poll on the blog? What's that?
Every time we go to the hotel in Michigan, the GPS takes us off the highway, and you can see the hotel from there. And it's, you know, you turn right, and then you turn right into the parking lot, and it always says, "Go off-road."
I don't know. You know who else we're going to see in Detroit?
Who are we going to see?
But I hope we see. We should. We better see. Is our very good friend and Appleton Pen Club treasurer,
Mike Kirk.
Yeah, Mike.
I think we should have him as a special guest on the show because he's got the best traveling stories.
He does.
He's a traveling salesman, and he goes everywhere across the Midwest, and he gets to stop at all those little places, and he finds the craziest stuff.
You say find the craziest stuff. What you really mean is he tortures me.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty
much. He was posting pictures today about a nice Schaefer balance with nickel trim. It was a pencil, but it was a really... If you're into the Schaefer balances, you know that the nickel trim versions are really... They're tough to find with perfect trim. They're often heavily worn brass, and this is a really super nice looking pencil. So, yeah, he was posting something today. So, yeah, I hope we get to see him. That would be nice. So,
we're going to see Mike Krutt.
Oh, yeah?
Holding him. It's always good to see Mike. And Jerry will be there. Who else is there? Bill Weekly and his wife, Nadia.
Will be there.
They always have funny stories.
I don't think Jonathan's not going to be there this year, Jonathan Belli. I thought I remember.
I talked to him today.
Did you? I thought I remember him saying there was something came up, he couldn't go.
He's probably going to take a little vacation after getting his first issue of The Pennant done.
Which is now up. Is that correct? Can we
it
say
is
that?
Up. Yes. The new John Veeley's first issue as editor is up on the site. I got some emails that it might not be the final draft. The Allen Press may have accidentally sent him the wrong one. I'm not sure. But The magazine has gone to print, and life is good. And he's already starting on the next one, which will be coming out the end of November.
Oh, so. That means I got to finish that article. Jeez, holy
you
cow.
Do. Both of us have to.
Oh, okay. So,
but yeah, life is good.
So, awesome. All right, that kind of wraps up the show. We'll talk more about Detroit next week once we get back.
We will. We do have a couple things in the store.
Yep. All right. You just talk.
No. I'm sorry.
You actually have them, so you have everything.
Oh. All right. When we were in Dallas, we managed to score some really cool stuff from John and Carol of Luxury Brands. They distribute Noodlers. And one of them is this little gem, the new Bengal Tiger acrylic. And so it's nice to have a couple of those. We are getting the brand new Noodlers ink. In fact, they mailed it today, so we should get that in a couple days as well. And in fact, we mentioned that we had the Bengal Tiger. We didn't have a chance to put it up on the site, and one of our viewers, Dale, came up and asked about it, and he walked away with one in Denver. So that was cool.
What else you got?
I have two new things from Retro 51. The Albert pencil is hugely popular.
It is.
And we knew it's crazy popular. Looks like a chalkboard with formulas on it, Einstein's formulas. Well, they've now made a ballpoint and a rollerball. And so this is now available, and it's just as cool as the pencil, only now it's in the rollerball. So that was, we were very excited. We've sold a ton of those, and people just really, really like them. So yes, Paul, we're getting the General of the Armies. The other thing that came out, Retro periodically comes out with special editions. And this one, until the morning that it was available, so that everybody could have a fair shot. It's called the Montana. And so here's the box. And yes, it kind of looks like a sweater. and it's one of those things you either love or you hate, and I haven't decided.
Well, you know, there it is.
It looks like a sweater with a moose on it, or whatever the plural of moose is. Is that
moose? Moose. Like the plural is moose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks, yeah, it's seasonally appropriate.
It's kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
When they came in, we were gone, and Dave sent us an email letting us know all the things that had happened at the store, who came in, and you know what we needed to pull and all that. And he said the new Montana came in, and I think I want one.
I was expecting it to be like in wool or something, you know, a little.
To feel the sweater, yeah.
It looks pretty cool. It looks pretty cool.
It does. And it's your typical really good heft, good size, good weight, you know, perfect pen. But, yeah, it looks like a sweater. So that was kind of cool.
All right. Anything else in that?
That's about it for stuff that we have up. We've got a lot of new things that have come in, and we will be putting them up on the site probably as we can, but probably not till after Detroit.
I'm going to cut you off on that one as soon as we can. They're not going. Nothing's going up this week.
Okay. Well, yeah, I knew that.
All right. Anything else we want to?
Just a bunch of shout-outs.
Okay, we got shout-outs. Go. First one.
Ed Cabezi and his wife, Leslie, for an awesome first annual Denver show. And that's what they called it, the first annual. So.
First. Yeah, if they get a raccoon retro 51, man, I'm totally buying. I'm buying three, and then I'm taking a hammer to one of them.
That's horrible. You're mean. Other shout-outs to Joel Hamilton and definitely his wife, Diana, because we never get to see her.
Yeah, so good to see her. Really good to see her.
Big shout-outs to our friends Will and Jeff. It was awesome to get to meet them. And their enthusiasm is just infectious. We had really awesome, intense conversations about, you know, at a slower show, at a smaller show, you can have more conversation. Like in D.C., it's just too busy, and you can't converse like you want. But we had some great conversations about pens and life and politics and all sorts of stuff. It was really great.
Yeah, and they went home with some cool pens. So, awesome to see him.
We got to meet Dale in person. He says he listens, so shout out to Dale. And Holly and Greg and the Pen Posse, they were all awesome. Greg and Holly and a couple of the others were just so excited to be there, and they kept coming around and, you know, checking on everybody, and they were shopping, and, you know, it was really great to be able to spend some time with them. And Frank, our good friend Frank B, he was there. He'd been emailing back and forth. We delivered a pen to him at the show, and it was great to be able to meet him in person.
Yeah, he was really cool. So.
Yep. Who else did we get to meet? There were so many people.
There were a lot of people, yeah.
I mean, I could just stand there and
folks from Reddit and lots of people.
Oh, there was one woman, I think her name was Terry, who has this habit of losing everything, especially her credit card. And so someone turned in a credit card that had apparently fallen on the floor, and somebody turned it in, and so Ed made an announcement. And turned out it was this woman. And she was calmer than anyone I've ever met about losing your credit card. Because apparently she has two of them because she loses it so often. And she says she loses it all the time. She doesn't like to carry a purse or a wallet. She keeps it in her back pocket. And when she pulls out one credit card or whatever, I guess things fall out, and she was just totally nonchalant about it. So that was kind of funny.
Yep.
And one last shout out to Wayne.
There we go.
says it's his goal to be on the shout-out list. So, Wayne, you've won a prize. You've been on the list before. No. So, anyway.
Oh, man.
That's about it.
So, all right. Well, let's wrap it up for this week. Trying to get caught up on rest and get ready for repacking. So
yeah, we're taking it out, inventorying it, and then repacking it into the same box or better, and taping it up, and it's going to the other side. So we're zipping through it pretty quickly. I do have one more shout out.
One more shout out. Okay.
My dad and my sister are watching. Are listening with my mom, so everybody give a little shout out to my sister Terry and my mom and dad. So there you go, mom and Terry doing some sewing. That's all I can say.
Oh, it's a secret. A little project.
Yeah, but it's a secret.
Okay. So,
anyway, so that's it. I'm really done.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Positive.
Yes.
All right. Isn't today Joel's birthday? Is today Joel's birthday?
It's one of them. Yeah, we were trying so hard to find a candle so that we could put a candle in the middle of a donut, and we all sang happy birthday to him, but there was no candle. It just wasn't the same.
We had a donut, but then all of a sudden the donut disappeared. Did you eat the donut?
No, I brought it to Joel on a plate.
Oh, so he, okay.
Yeah, he got the donut. There was just no candle.
Yeah, we all sang happy birthday to Joel. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was cool. So anyway, that's it.
Anyway, I think that's enough for this week. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Or send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net. And check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all those other social media as Anderson Pens.
Blog is blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website is andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new products, stuff going on in the store, the website, whatever.
Good luck with that.
You changed it on me a while back.
I did.
And for like 80 episodes, I said the same thing, and then you changed it.
I just think it's important to mix it up. Keep it fresh.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We'll see you next week. Have a good night. Thanks, everyone.
And be safe on the road out there. There are raccoons and stuff.